Good morning, Minister. This is a Scoop audio interview with the Minister of Labour, Ruth Dyson, and we're chatting about prospective employment relations legislation, namely Wayne Mapp's probationary employment bill. Firstly, how much research has been done into personal grievances taken in the first 90 days? I mean, does anyone know if this is a problem? Is it anecdotal? How would people find out?
Well, in my view, before any legislation is introduced, there should be a really clear definition of the problem that you're trying to address. Heaven only knows what problem Wayne Mapp thinks he's addressing by this legislation, but it doesn't even consider, let alone progress, what the New Zealand workforce needs and New Zealand employer needs, and that's more attractive workplaces so that more skilled workers will want to move into job vacancies that we have, plus the ability for us to upskill the lower level skilled workers that we already have.
So, I mean, the bill sort of, some proponents of the bill say it will help the disadvantaged. Do you think many disadvantaged people start a job and in the first couple of months think, I'll get a flash lawyer, take a personal grievance, that would seem to be a good idea?
No, I don't think that we have that sort of behaviour much at all. If we do, there are certainly ways of addressing it, and having more accessible mediation services available, more ability for mediators to say to an employee, you haven't got a personal grievance case, actually. You know, those sorts of procedures that we've been developing very well through our Employment Relations Authority and mediation services are a much better way of addressing this problem, if indeed there is a problem. From the reports I've had from the Employment Relations Authority, this is not something that occurs a lot in New Zealand. People don't take personal grievance procedures unless they've got a valid case in the main.
Okay, do you think if the bill does pass, it will affect employees' ability to bargain for wages? Could the lower paid end up working for free, basically, for the first couple of months, or will that be a problem?
Well, I certainly hope that they won't end up working for free. People can volunteer to do jobs now if they want to give themselves a try, but actually what this does is take away all employment rights. So if you had a bad employer, or in fact a bad employee, then they could just be sacked, walk out of a job. It totally undermines the responsibilities and the rights that New Zealand workers should have.
Right. Now, Wayne Mapp says there is protections left in it. You could go to the Human Rights Commission if you've been sexually harassed or, I don't know, racist behaviours occurred. What's the difference between the personal grievance employments in the legislation at the moment and the Human Rights Commission?
Well, it's very interesting that Wayne Mapp is proposing that we put all these employment-related issues onto the Human Rights Commission, because he actually wants to abolish the Human Rights Commission. So heaven only knows why he would want to have that as a referring agency for more disputes. This takes away more than just your basic rights. It takes away all employment-related rights for the first 3 months that you're in a job. Why would anyone, whether they're a low-skilled worker or a very highly skilled worker, risk going into a new job if they knew that for the first 90 days they had no employment rights? You know, we're trying to present New Zealand as a place where people will want to come and work, where highly skilled workers will be motivated to move to our country to fill the job vacancies that we have. This will put people off moving between jobs, moving to a higher skilled job, or even moving into a job, because they'll have no employment rights for those first 90 days.
Well, Dr. Mapp would say that most OECD countries have probationary periods, so perhaps could that be something New Zealand could be using in its advertising? We don't have them. Come here.
I think it would be a very good thing. You have rights and responsibilities as a worker from day one on the job. That would be a very good thing to promote.
So the EPMU, your previous point, is would there be a stagnation in the job market if this sort of legislation went through, people just staying in jobs they don't particularly like, or perhaps not taking new chances?
Yes, absolutely. This will be a real disincentive for people to move into a new job. We know that in New Zealand most people move on average six times. They have six different jobs throughout their life. I think that will significantly reduce, and the chance for employers to attract somebody, you know, from a competitor within New Zealand or indeed from another country will be greatly reduced. This is going to make it harder to fill the job vacancies that we have.
What about immigration? When the French had the prospect of 2 years if you're under 26, some commentators said that it was going to help the newly arrived people, immigrants, those who are disadvantaged. Do you see it helping the newly arrived, or would it make it easy to exploit them?
We have lots of programs in New Zealand to help with new migrants and refugees. We have really good resettlement programs. We have good programs for people who have had either drug and alcohol problems, have been in prison, etc., people who are finding it hard to get into work. That's the area that we need to focus on, giving skills and, you know, employable features to those people so that they are attractive for employers to take on. Taking away their rights actually doesn't make them more employable at all.
Well, I'd just like to bring to your attention Roger Kerr, Executive Director of the Business Roundtable. Now, obviously not just advocating on behalf of employees here, because he at the Hui Tamata, he was said that the most disadvantaged Maori should be able to say to an employer, give me a chance, I have a bad employment record, I've been on drugs and in prison, but I'm now determined to get my life back together. I know I can do the job you're offering and I'll work hard at it. I don't even care if you won't pay me much for a while, as my family will support me. Things don't work out, you're free to dismiss me, no questions asked. Sadly, the freedom to make this sort of contract does not exist in New Zealand today.
And nor should it. We shouldn't have the ability to sack somebody who's able to do a job with no good reason. We shouldn't have that right in New Zealand. We do have the right to sack somebody who's not doing the job properly. That's very clear in the employment relations legislation we have. It has to be a fair dismissal. It can't be unfair. Why would you want to sack somebody who is doing the job properly for no good reason? Heaven only knows. So we have proper procedures in New Zealand that are fair for the employer and the employee. If someone isn't doing the job, you don't have to keep them on, nor should you. But if someone is doing a good job, then they should be fairly treated with both the rights and the responsibilities that go with the job.
Do you find it a little odd that the Business Roundtable, the Employers Federation, Business New Zealand are fighting hard for disadvantaged Maori?
I think it's great if they really are fighting hard for disadvantaged Maori. What would be better is if they would focus on the genuine barriers that people have to employment. Some of those are about skills, some of them are about employability generally. Those are the issues we should be tackling. Focus on, you know, better upskilling of the existing workforce and look at employer attitudes. Support people to get into work to fill the job vacancies that we have, given that this is our biggest problem. We've almost run out of unemployed people. Make New Zealand more attractive for people to come to. Show that we have a fair and attractive country, rather than taking away people's employment rights. That will do nothing to help us address the problems we have.
Just quickly wrapping up, though, there's been, might not have been Labor, maybe it was Sue Bradford, but they were saying that the employers will be exploiting people, they'll be firing them after 11 weeks and 6 days, that kind of thing. But proponents of the bill say, no, you wouldn't, it would cost too much to train people up. But I was just thinking about this point, is it really that hard to train people up to work at McDonald's or to pick fruit?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. I've never worked at McDonald's, actually. I'm sure there's some skills involved in any of those jobs.
I believe the idea behind McDonald's is you can be there in a day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very good. We shouldn't have law which allows bad practice. That should be the basis of law to encourage good practice. So this does allow for employers, and hopefully there'd be very few, to sack people for no reason and then get somebody else into the job, perhaps on different wages and conditions. We shouldn't have law that allows, let alone promotes, bad practice.
It's just that I can think of quite a few employers that could quite happily hire someone for 11 weeks and 5 days and fire them, in fact, probably hundreds. So do you think there is the possibility this could be abused?
Absolutely, but it's not that it would be abused, it would be what the law would allow, which is a very bad thing for a New Zealand government to be, you know, presented with. Labor and government certainly wouldn't want to have law that encouraged and allowed bad practice. We want law that's robust, that's fair to both the employers and the employees, and encourages and promotes good practice, not bad practice.
Okay, thank you very much for your time there.
You're welcome. Awesome.